It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving into one of my favorite metaphors for mindfulness, The Matrix. You've probably seen the movie or at least heard about it. Neo, the main character, lives in a simulated world until he wakes up to the truth that everything he thought was real was actually an illusion. This concept resonates deeply with mindfulness practice because in many ways, our minds create a matrix of stories, thoughts, and beliefs that shape our perception of reality. Mindfulness, much like Neo's awakening, is about waking up to what's really happening and breaking free from the automatic patterns that keep us stuck. Let's explore how the Matrix and mindfulness intersect and what we can learn from Neo's journey about living more consciously. In The Matrix, Neo starts off living in what he believes is the real world, but we soon find out that his reality is actually a computer simulation, a set of rules and limitations that control how he perceives life. In our daily lives, we often are trapped in a similar kind of matrix, except ours is created by our own minds. The thoughts, beliefs, and stories we tell ourselves form a kind of filter through which we experience the world. These filters can make us see things as good or bad, right or wrong, or label experiences in ways that limit our freedom. Mindfulness helps us break through this illusion. By paying attention to the present moment without judgment, we start to see things as they truly are, not just as our minds have conditioned us to see them. When you practice mindfulness, it's like taking the red pill in the matrix. You begin to wake up from the automatic thinking patterns that keep you stuck in a limited version of reality. You start to experience life more directly without the filters of judgment, labels, or preconceptions. One of the most powerful moments in the matrix is when Neo begins to question his reality. He wonders, what if everything I've ever known isn't real? This is a fundamental part of mindfulness as well. Mindfulness encourages us to question our thoughts and beliefs. It invites us to ask, is this true? Is this really how things are, or is it just how my mind is interpreting them? For example, let's say you're caught up in a stressful situation. Your mind might be telling you, this is a disaster, I'll never get through this. But mindfulness allows you to step back and question that thought. Is it really a disaster, or is that just a story your mind is telling you? By questioning the reality your mind creates, you open up space for new perspectives and possibilities. You begin to see that many of the things you've believed to be fixed or true are actually just thoughts. And like Neo, once you see through the illusion, you realize you have more freedom than you thought. In The Matrix, Neo learns that the rules of the simulated world aren't as rigid as they seem. Once he understands this, he can bend the rules, dodging bullets, jumping between buildings, and ultimately freeing himself from the limitations of the matrix. Mindfulness offers a similar kind of freedom. Most of the time, we operate on autopilot, reacting to situations based on old habits and thought patterns. But mindfulness helps us to wake up from this automatic way of living. When you bring mindful awareness to your thoughts and actions, you create a gap between stimulus and response. Instead of reacting out of habit, you can choose how to respond. You're no longer bound by the old patterns that have kept you stuck. This is the essence of freedom in mindfulness, the ability to choose how you engage with the present moment rather than being controlled by automatic patterns. In the final scenes of The Matrix, Neo has fully awakened. He sees the world for what it truly is, and with that awareness, he gains the power to act consciously and with purpose. This is what mindfulness is all about, living consciously in the present moment. Mindfulness teaches us to be fully present with whatever is happening right now. Instead of being lost in thoughts about the past or worries about the future, we ground ourselves in the here and now. When we live mindfully, we are no longer trapped in the matrix of our own thoughts. We are free to experience life as it unfolds with clarity and openness. This kind of awareness allows us to see the richness of life, even in the small, everyday moments. And just like Neo, we realize that we have the power to shape our experience by how we choose to engage with the presence, with the present, I should say. So how can you apply the lessons of The Matrix to your mindfulness practice? Here are a few practical tips. One, notice automatic patterns. Start by paying attention to when you're on autopilot. This could be in your reactions, your thoughts, or your habits. Simply noticing these automatic patterns is the first step to breaking free from them. Two, question your thoughts. When a strong thought or belief arises, ask yourself, is this true? Is this just a story my mind is telling me? This helps you create distance from your thoughts and see them for what they are, just thoughts. Three, practice being fully present. Take time each day to practice mindfulness, whether it's through meditation, mindful breathing, or simply being present during everyday activities. the more you practice, the more you'll start to experience life beyond the automatic patterns of your mind. 4, embrace uncertainty. Like Neo, you might not always have all the answers right away. Mindfulness teaches us to embrace uncertainty and be okay with not knowing. In this openness, new possibilities can arise. To sum it up, The Matrix offers a powerful metaphor for mindfulness. Just like Neo, we can wake up from the illusions of our minds that our minds create and see the world for what it truly is. By practicing mindfulness, we learn to break free from automatic patterns, question our reality, and live more consciously in the present moment. If you're ready to deepen your mindfulness practice and start breaking free from your own matrix, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer mindfulness coaching services and resources to help you on your journey. And if you have a question you'd like answered on a future episode, feel free to email itsnowagain@gmail.com. That's just the letters, no apostrophes. itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.